Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 results conference call of Hiranbar Industries Limited. We have with us today Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Ronak R. Shetty, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajkumar Bafna, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director from Hiranbar Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you everyone for taking your valuable time for Hiranbar's Q2 FY25 earnings call. The company registered a revenue growth of 4% year on year to rupees 738 crore in H1 FY25. We have maintained our growth momentum in first half of FY25 by reporting a strong set of numbers. However, the company products are experiencing a pickup in demand owing to good rainfall across India with a healthy reservoir level, setting a positive sentiment for the agrochemical industries. The ongoing capex at our Sarigam and Saika facility is shaping up well. During Q2, we have started our phase 1 commercial production in Sarigam facility, and phase 2 we expect to start by the end of Q4 FY25. The Saika phase 1 we are expecting to start the commercial production in Q3 FY25. The company looks forward to add new product registrations, thereby expanding its diverse customer base and driving Hiranbar's next wave of growth. The company is well poised to build on the strong operational competencies developed over the last few years. I am hopeful the company will continue to grow and surpass new milestones in the coming years. We continue to see FY25 as an important year in Hiranbar's trajectory and are optimistic in future. This concludes my opening remarks, and I now hand over to Mr. Raj Bafna, our CFO, to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to brief touch upon the key performance highlights for the half year ended 30th of September 2024. And then we will open the floor for question and answer. Now moving toward financial highlights for the half year ended September 30th, 2024. Revenue from operation stood at 730 crores in H1 FY25 as compared to 707 crores in H1 FY24. Revenue from operation stood at 441 crores in quarter 2 FY25 as compared to 426 crores in quarter 2 FY24. EBITDA stood at 104 crores with EBITDA margin at 14% in H1 FY25 as compared to 48 crores with EBITDA margin of around 7% in HY FY24. Profit after stood at 54 crores in H1 25 as compared to 21 crores in H1 FY24 with growth of around more than 250%. The company domestic to export mix stood at 77:23 in H1 25. The company's technical formulation mix stood at 47:53 in H1 FY25. That concludes the update on financials, and we can now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Damodar Baliga from DB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunities. I had few questions. Sir, one is on the raw material side, how is the pricing, the availability and other issues, if you can throw some light.
Thank you, Mr. Damodar Baliga. See, raw material availability, there is absolutely no problem because most of the raw materials are indigenous, especially since our factories are located in India and around Gujarat. It is available in and around Gujarat only, and our export component is very, very minimal. As far as the price is concerned, it is in the bottom now, and almost bottom, and it is available at a reasonable price. And there is absolutely no problem in availability of raw material in most of the products.
Thanks. Thank you very much, sir. My second question is, how is the current demand situation for our product? Which geographies are doing well, and is the destocking in the Europe and the US for our company products are over? What is the current scenario?
The current situation, when you compare last year, it was very bad. This year it is moderate. It is picking up well. And within India also, the monsoon, if you see this current monsoon was very good. And till today, it is raining in many parts of the Indian major states. So the water level in groundwater level is good. And the reservoir is full. So Indian agriculture in both now, till next rainy season, it is going to be good. As far as groundwater level is concerned. If you see international market also, it is picking up. Last year it was not good. Especially there was problem in the China, in Latin America, in European continent. There was problem. And now it is stable. It is becoming better and better now. And yeah.
Is the demand, are we getting good demand from these regions also outside India?
Yes, it is picking up, and we are almost booked for 1 or 2 months. It is order booking is there for majority of our products, so it is better now.
Okay. So my third question is about the I think we had applied for 4 grades for registration in America, so just wanted to know how many we have received out of that, and how much sales we can expect in US for FY25.
Yeah, Mr. Ronak, if you could answer.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, sir. For at present, we have 2 registrations in US, and we are expecting 2 in this year itself. So one is a herbicide, and rest are insecticides.
Pardon? No, are we expecting any sales during the current financial year?
Yeah, we are. So from the 2 registrations that we already have, we'll be expecting sales from those 2 products in this financial year. But for the other 2, I think we'll be a little late. So that revenue would come in the next financial year. So we'll not get that registration benefits for this year.
Sir, I think we had a target of achieving around 100 million sales from US market, I think by 27 or so.
Yes.
So with the delay in getting registration and all this, you feel it's still possible to achieve that?
We'll try our best. Actually, thing is, we apply our registrations well in time, but these are all governmental governmental issues. So the timelines in US for one registration addition has now increased. That is the reason for the delay. But yet we are working towards that goal only. And there is yet a lot of time. I think we can yet achieve that target.
Sir, is it possible to share how much we can expect in the current financial year, FY25?
It is very difficult to put a number because the season is now started, some orders and some inquiries are in place.
Okay.
So it will be tough to give a figure, but we could say maybe around $2 to $2.5 million worth of revenues we can expect in this year.
Okay, very good, sir. Sir, my next question is about sales to China. See, China, I think, was contributing more than 10% to our sales.
Yes.
But for last 2 years, it has gone down drastically and situation, we do not know. I think from Q4, their season starts. So how is it looking in this year and how much we can expect the sales in Q4 and Q1 from Chinese market?
So now slowly actually the business for China starts now, will start now. So in the last 2 years, actually, if you see last year, they had a severe drought in China. And this year, because of inventory issues, a lot of time went in destocking the already available inventory. So you'll see new demand coming in for quarter four now in the next month or so. So we should expect some demand. Already we've started getting some demand for China. But the major pickup we will see from the next month or so.
Sir, based on whatever the information you have received from the field, how much it can contribute? Any idea, sir, for this season?
For this season, around 8 to 10% of our revenues.
Okay. And would the margins would be stable and better, or is it still a low level?
Be stable only. Can't say better because situation more or less it's a moderate situation today. But maybe because the number of players for China market is less, that would be an advantage. So we could get a stable business in China for the current year.
Good, sir. Sir, am I allowed to ask two more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, regarding the commissioning of the new capacity, now new capex were delayed for various reasons. So just wanted to know whether it was delayed for want of some approvals or is it because demand was not there, hence it was delayed?
Yes, both. See, one is it is a Saika and both the plants, it is a greenfield project. So many hurdles in terms of, one is you are, it's a new industrial area. You see, Saika is a new industrial, entire set of your infrastructure is dependent on the government, especially JADC. It is there in their purview. Plus, there was heavy rainfall that also delayed our construction activities. So all these put together, it is delayed, and the Saika site should be now another 1 month. We should get the permission to start our production in Saika phase one. Saika two. For Sarigam, one plant has already started out of the two plants. There is two phase. First phase already started in this quarter. And the second plant also should be completed before March, that is fourth quarter. So there is not much of delay, but Saika, being a greenfield area, got some jerk there due to various reasons. But it is going smoothly. Some delay, yes, we accept it.
Whatever now you have given the latest target date, so would you expect any more further delay or you are confident of doing it within that?
I'm 100% confident that there won't be any delay in both the sites because it's going smoothly and one already started. The second plant starting in Sarigam is easier because the basic infrastructure is everything is ready and the license and everything permission is in place. Saika also, it is in the last stage. In another 1 month, we should get the permission.
Sir, would it be possible to share us how much capacity we are commissioning in these three different, capex that you are commissioning? Phase-wise, if you can give, Sarigam phase one is how much, sir?
Sarigam phase will be around 6,000 to 7,000 tons.
And Sarigam 2 will be around 3 to 4,000 tons. Almost total capacity Sarigam will be around 9 to 10,000 tons. And Saika first, you can say first phase will be capacity around 4 to 5,000 tons.
Okay. Sir, now in Saika we are doing only the phase one. So it means that we may have enough space for future expansion. Would it be possible to give us some ballpark figure, how much capacity we can add in future as and when it is required?
For capacities, in our line, in our segment actually, it all depends on the product. So sometimes it depends how backward we go. So capacity would differ, but we can yet say around 5 to 6,000 around 5,000 tons worth of capacity could be expected from phase 2 Saika.
So once that phase 2 is over, we would be completely utilizing the land parcel at Saika.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, I know in these three different capexes, you have also introducing a lot of new products as well as some backward integrated and existing products also. Based on the current demand, would it be possible to give us, one, how much revenue we can expect from these three capacities, plus what could be the approximate timeline to achieve that?
So currently we are expecting in a period of 2 years, we should be able to touch around 60% to 70% of our capacity utilization. So currently a lot of registrations we've already put in, and we have started receiving these registrations also, especially in India. We have received, we had applied long back, we've received registrations in India. And for export markets also, in some geographies we have received, in some it is in pipeline. So the initial phase we have already in this current year, we have introduced 2 products. In our existing site, and the next year we are planning around 5 new products from the new sites, from Saika and Saiga, and around 15 products are already in pipeline for at R&D stage, where we are exploring those from registration perspective as well. So you can expect anywhere around 2 to 2.5 times asset turns, depending on how much backward we go for these products.
So when you say 2.5 times asset turnover, do you have the total capex spend for that we will be spending for all these three, capacity increasing, sir?
Currently, it is around 425 to 450 by the end of this financial year.
Acha. So once this is done, we may not have to do any more major capex, I presume. Is that understanding is correct?
Yeah. For the next year, I think, as it was already mentioned, is around 50 to 60 crores worth of capex will be done in the next financial year, that is FY26. After that, there will be no capex, only maintenance related capex. So
this 50-60 is for what purpose? That is for the R&D, no?
For Saika, phase 2.
Phase 2 Saika.
Minor Sarigam Saika phase 1 and requirements.
Okay, fair enough, sir. That is very helpful. And my last question is, it's about the Dicafil that we have acquired. So we were to come up with the R&D center there plus the pilot plant. So if you could share what is the current status and how much time it will take and any other information you are comfortable sharing.
Yeah, this we have acquired a few months back. Our main purpose was to, there is a plant there, Mr. Baliga. There is a closed unit, plus there is enough space. It's a 2-acre plot. Our aim is to convert it into a pilot plant and a R&D center there for our own purpose as well as for CDM.
So how much we would be spending there, sir?
It's around, exactly it is difficult to tell now, but definitely around 10-20 crores. In 1 or 2 years.
And when it is expected to be ready, sir, how much time it will take?
Maybe one and a half years.
So after that only you will be able to run those pilot plant and all that, right?
Yes, but there is a plant there. There is a ready plant there. Of course, it was closed for last 3-4 years before our takeover. But we will be revamping and starting some production, existing whatever they were making, plus some products in those lines we will be producing, and this quarter we'll be starting some production, and by end of the year there will be some production to take care of the cost and some profits.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Lastly, can we expect around 1500 crore types of turnover and the whatever the margins you are maintaining, can we expect that in H2 also?
This financial year?
Yes, sir.
This financial year it is difficult to touch 1500, but we are aiming around 1400 crores this year. And,
And the margins you will be able to maintain?
EBITDA would be at similar lines only as...
Similar, okay. Sir, but assuming that things would be either the remains the same or it may go for a better in FY26, so how much we can expect both in top line and bottom line, sir?
The top line, we can expect around 25% to 30% growth for the next financial year. Bottom line, again, we will say we'll maintain the current bottom line.
That is even in spite of increase in depreciation and interest, so you would able to maintain around 14% EBITDA margin?
Yeah, we'll try our best to maintain current EBITDA margin.
Okay. Thank you very much for patiently, you know, answering all my questions, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Bharinger. Thank you for your.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First question was on the formulation front. I'll be more louder now. So I was asking about the formulation segment. So, you know, this H1, we have seen decent growth there. So if you can talk about, you know, how is the overall industry doing and how do you see our growth in the formulation segment over the next 2-3 years?
So formulation, basically, we've grown well over the last 2 years. One major reason for it is because we've launched a new domestic brand called Mikusu. So this is the second whole year for Mikusu. And there we have seen around almost 40% growth in formulation sales in the current year as well. So that is why the skew has turned more towards formulation as compared to what it was 3 years back. So from a 70-30 technical formulation ratio, we have now touched a 47-53, where formulation is 53 and technical sales is 47%.
Sure, and how do you see growth in this segment over the next 2-3 years?
We see good growth in this segment, and our focus also is slowly changing towards formulations, both in B2B as well as B2C.
Sure, okay. And on our overall formulation sales, you know, how much will be in our own brand and how much is B2B?
In our own brand should be around 20-25% should be own brand. Around 25% should be our own brand. The rest is B2B.
Okay. And sir, on the technical front, we have seen the industry going through a tough time over the past 2 years. And, you know, like even now the commentary of some of the larger global innovators as well as some of the local technical players isn't that great. So where do you see this industry now, you know, given, you know, we have like a lot of companies have been expecting revival since last year, but it seems that even H2 is going to be tough. So what is your view on the revival of the industry? And second question on the technical side was, you know, we have not primarily been pyrethroid layer. And I think what I understand is, like, pyrethroids continues to be under, pyrethroid product continue to remain under pricing pressure. So with our, you know, new capex coming up at Saregam and Saikha, like, any product mix change that we are doing to diversify a bit away from pyrethroids, and what are your views on the same?
Okay. For market situation, if I say, currently, because of global issues, if I'll say, so if I consider India as a market, it is yet doing well. India is doing well. But when I consider the global situation, it's majorly issue is because of the demand from multiple geographies, maybe because of the geopolitical issue, because of the slowdown in multi areas like how we earlier mentioned, China also was under slowdown till like 6 months back, and there were inventory issues. There are inventory issues in US, in Latin America, and then in some countries where there are demands, you have currency issues. So all this, when brought together, there's a lot of demand issue that companies are seeing, but production is running. That is one of the reasons why people are facing the issue. When it comes to Herrenberg, we are coming up with a lot of new products, and that is why we see there is a growth possibility for us, because we are not focusing on just one or two products where we face volume issues. We are targeting multiple products in a moderate way, and we'll plan to grow them over the years based on our registrations. And in case of pyrethroids, we yet feel pyrethroids has a very good future, because it's yet a newer and required set of product basket in the agrochemical space. A lot of older generation molecules are getting banned in many countries, and that will definitely be taken over by pyrethroids as a segment. So we are focused on it, but when all the new sites like Saregam and Saika comes in, our current proportion for pyrethroids to others already is at 50-50, and over the years with the new sites coming in and with new products coming in, it will go down even further to around maybe 40-60 if I say over the next 2 years. That is not because we are not focused on pyrethroids, but it is because we are coming up with a lot of new products. I hope I've clarified.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. Sir, just wanted to ask in terms of our interest costs and depreciation. So just wanted to know, with the new plants coming in, how would they be moving? Will the Q2 run rate, remain, or, will that be a bit higher in the H2, sir?
Total interest will be, you can say, because we have borrowed around 200 crores odd of things also. So interest will be the next phase of the growth will be finished by both the internal accruals and the debt also in that. So we may see in the financial we close around 250-260 crores of the borrowing, total borrowing in state. Or we can take it, although the interest will be cost around 10-12 crores in this financial year.
So I think in H1 only we are at 10-11 crores. So
10-11 crores and another 10-11 crores, I'm
thinking. Okay, yeah, the same level nearly. And so the new capex total, like what I think are three phases plans that are coming up. So how much have we spent, and will depreciation also increase similarly, sir?
Because depreciation will definitely increase, because the next, you can say, Saika phase one will be capitalized during this quarter. So depreciation would certainly increase also in that. And the next quarter, Saregam two facilities, because so Saregam one and two will be both are capitalized in next quarter also. So depreciation will definitely increase according to their portion and the usable plant at which they also.
Fair enough. So how much capex you've done for these three plants combined, sir?
Total Saregam will be capex of around 180 crores, and Saika will be around 220 crores. So almost 400 capex will be done.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And so just wanted to know, Q2 is usually our best quarter, and in H1 I think combined we've done around 730 crores. So in H2 we're confident of doing another 700 crores. Or
usually what happens is, as compared to other agrochemical companies, if you see in the past also, we've had very stable business across quarters. A little plus and minus, maybe 10%, 10 to 15% plus minus. But we do not see that H1 is the best quarter for us and then there's a big slack in our H2. So usually it is in that range only. H1 and H2 are more or less similar, maybe 10% plus minus based on the situation. So we expect similar run rate in the next quarter, next half as well.
Okay, okay. Fair enough, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. So all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Phenomics Solution Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, my first question is related to the ongoing price erosion in the entire chemical space. So, what is the current situation, and is there any contraction of the price erosion, what was happening for quite long time?
So last year there was price erosion for sure, but over the last year, if I consider YOY, prices have improved this year, because last year there was acute demand issue, but now demands have picked up and that's why prices have also gone up. And at present we see prices are stable. It's not going down. Maybe some product it is tight, some product it is a little soft now. But otherwise, overall, if you see our product lines, we are seeing stable demand at present. And even our raw material prices are more or less in line. There's no negative impact that we are seeing at present.
Okay.
At present.
Okay. Sir, is it the fact in the international market or both in domestic and the international market?
Both. Actually, it usually runs parallel only. It's not like one market is way low and one market is very high. It's more or less in the range. Maybe 1-2%, 2% plus minus. Accordingly, okay. we change our strategy as well. We push more in the markets where we get better realization.
Okay.
The revenue has not gone up, but the margin has gone up compared to last year.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is related to your CRAMS business. If you can throw some light, like what we are doing in the CRAMS part, so that will be really helpful.
CRAMS? So currently what happened is, our whole plan is... For now, actually, we had been more focused towards our own registrations because our current facilities were more or less completely utilized. We were at almost 85-90% capacity utilization, so there was no major CRAMS expectation that we had from our current site. But we are coming up with a lot of new sites, and currently we are already in talks. In fact, we have already got two orders. Maybe next year we may start in a small way executing those two contracts. And as it was already mentioned in the past, in the last question, the Dicafil company that we have acquired, we are setting up a new R&D center. And also the thought process is from a CDMO perspective, because in the current site, our team thought process is more towards B2B. And companies also, when multinationals, they approach, they expect a different thought process, a different company, a different setup. So that is a reason we may focus more on Dicafil R&D center for our next level CDMO business.
Okay. So is it for technicals or formulations? What kind of opportunity is it?
Currently, the contract that we have, which we may execute in the next year, is for technicals only.
Technical.
For now, we have not planned any formulation contracts.
Okay, okay. And, sir, related to your product basket, means existing product basket, which crops we are mainly catering to?
Our products are not very crop specific, because if I say a little about pyrethroids, it's a contact insecticide.
Okay.
And if I talk about other products also, if you see the whole basket today, around 70 to 75% of our business comes from insecticides.
Okay.
And these insecticides majorly cater to many of the crops. So whether pyrethroids, it goes in multi-crops, the other insecticides that we make also goes in multiple crops. So it depends on the country. I'll not say it okay. depends on crops, it depends on the country and whichever major crop it is registered in. If I say fungicides, there are some fungicides which are multi-crops and we have few products which are very specific, like we have a product which goes only in apples and pears, and there are some products that we have which is very specific to public health. So it only goes for as a larvicide for vector control. So very few products are such which are crop specific, but most of them are multi-crops.
Got it. Got it, sir. As far as pyrethroids is concerned, so what is the contribution of pyrethroids in your overall portfolio?
Today, our pyrethroid contribution is around 50% only, which earlier used to be around 65 to 70%.
Okay. So, ratio is going to be maintained going forward? Or
volumes are the same. Maybe it may increase a little over the period, but because okay. the newer sites are coming that we are
talking about
are new products.
Hmm.
So overall, based on the overall quantity, considering similar volumes, the percentage will go down.
Percentage will go down. Okay, okay, okay. Fine. That was from my side, sir. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shaurya from Agile Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
So just one question. You said that in your H1, your margin was 14% compared to 7% last year. So what was the reason for such big expansion?
The expansion was because the last year was very bad for the all agrochemical companies in that. Their prices were, you can say, tremendously down. That this year prices are normalized. So if you say compared to around last 4-5 years, we have a EBITDA margin around 15-18% in the range. That's why we are, you can say, normalize our margins in that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a sake of knowing.
It's not audible.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand about the organophosphate chemistry. We have been witnessing some price hike in DETC specific. So what's your outlook in that part? Are we, well, like, what, can you just help me to how we have been outlooking that part?
Can you say, what do you want to understand?
DETC prices has been increasing recently. So we have witnessed that part. So how
it is stable and may be reducing in a reducing trend at present.
As of now, because like recently we have we have got to know that the price has been witnessed something 10-20%.
Yeah, it increased and now it is stable at present. But we see there would be a decrease in the prices going forward.
So
also available in this product.
Yeah, so could you, can you help me with the reason why we are feeling that could be a correction in the prices and how it can be moved forward?
So that is very difficult for us to say because we don't really track DTC much. We do make some organophosphorus products for which we require DTC. And based on our, based on the products that we make and our discussion with the suppliers, we have a feeling that the product prices will soften.
Okay, got it. That's from me. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Dun & Bradstreet India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, it's not from Dun & Bradstreet, it's from Dalal & Broacha, I think, so the operator got it wrong. But yeah, I think the great side of now.
Pardon?
Sir, I feel that fully also, given that there was low demand, we obviously had some pricing pressure. But have some capacities been shut down globally, are you aware, in our line of business, say in China or other places?
In our line of business?
Trying to understand is that means these margins which we are seeing, the spreads which we are seeing, are they sustainable now and the last year was just a blip?
See, last year what you see, in fact, if you consider 5 years, if you consider last year for any agrochemical company, I would say last year was a very one-off situation for everyone globally. Not just in India, but global companies in many cases was for them also first time in their lifetime kind of a situation. So because there was no demand from a lot of countries, but now this year we've seen that demand coming in, and because of that the pricing also improved over the period.
But sir, any idea, have any capacities been shut down
no.
because of the low prices or nothing like that?
No. There is no capacity shutdown.
Okay. Sir, given that we are now starting new facilities where we are increasing our capacities, do we feel that we stand to gain out of operating leverage also? Because I think so, we will be adding close to, in the next 1 year, maybe around 6,000 to 7,000 tons, given the utilization which you just mentioned, 60 to 70%.
No, we'll now have to touch 60 to 70% in the next 2 years. I don't think operating leverage we would have in the initial phase. Because there are new plants, there will be a lot of, we are trying to ramp up many products in these sites at the same time. And we would face some teething issues in the initial phase. So scaling it up over the period, definitely there will be operating leverages. But at present, in the next financial year also, we should not consider operating leverage to come in.
Okay. And whenever the operating leverage plays out, maybe it will be what, a couple of percentage?
Yeah, it should. Yes, it should be. That is what we have seen in our existing sites, in our existing financials also, if you see. We've always played on operating leverage. So over the period, that benefit we'll definitely get. We'll try to have better capacity utilization over the period in the current sites.
Sir, our combined current production would be how much, roughly?
Current capacity utilization?
Yeah, current.
Current is around 85 to 90% almost completely utilized.
It will be what, 8,000, 9,000 tons?
It is around 15,000 tons. Our current capacity around 15 to 16,000 tons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are adding maybe another 15,000 over the next 2 years.
Yeah. See, again, mentioned on this call, quantities cannot be considered like that because a few of our sites are multi-purpose sites, and the moment we change our product basket, it will the quantities will change. It depends how we'll have to consider saleable volumes also.
That will be a correct picture because there is a 300 rupees product also for 5,000 rupees per kilo product also.
Yes.
Wherein in 300 rupees the volume is high and in 5,000 rupees the volume is less. So volume will not give a correct picture in agrochemicals. It is only for a discussion purpose and a registration purpose.
Yeah, no, no, got it. Just tell us how much volume growth is happening over the next 2 years. I understand the product mix will differ. There will be some value addition, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Phenomics Solution Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the repeat question. Sir, among your global destinations, your export destination, I think Bangladesh is a significantly big one, big part. So what is the current situation of Bangladesh in terms of as they are not accepting Indian products, that sort of anti-Indian sentiment was very proliferant over there. So what is your take on this?
So currently we don't see such issues at present. Of course, we are cautious for Bangladesh sales because of the issues that we are having, India is having with Bangladesh, but our customers are fairly old and we know them very well. And we are only doing business with customers that we are comfortable with. And considering Bangladesh on our total sales, it's around 1% only, 1.5%.
Negligible.
Negligible, very negligible.
Okay.
That's on advanced basis. Yeah.
Sorry, sir?
That one, financial terms, is advanced basis.
Okay. I got it. Okay. And, sir, for the pyrethroid business, there are, like, ban of pyrethroid in certain areas, certain geographies, especially in Europe and all. So, I have also read somewhere, like, probably by 2030, in Europe, many other countries also will come up to ban the product. So how do you look at it?
In Europe, if you see, insecticide usage itself is very less. Okay. And the expense for re-registration is very high. So you will have to consider why the ban happened. Is it because of the toxicity or is it because they did not want to go ahead with the registration? So even today, deltamethrin is yet registered. Cypermethrin and permethrin is yet registered in Europe. But as a market, insecticide is not a major market for Europe. And if you see overall across the globe, pyrethroid is yet not banned in most of the countries. There will be some, like Europe you say, there will be some, I don't know which product you are talking of, but usually it is because it's not a big market and because the expense is very high. That is why the multinational does not support, go ahead with the re-registration process.
Okay. Okay.
It's not because of the toxicity.
Okay. So, is the Latin America the biggest contributor to your export portfolio?
No. Currently, it is Asia-Pacific, Africa,
okay,
and Middle East. But we are working on Latin America and the North American region.
Got it. That's us from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Mutha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just one question. The 2 grams project which we are doing currently, are we doing that in Dicafil or Hiranba?
Hiranba.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the management line connection. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have management line back on the call.
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you very much for your time, for all the participants, and it's very valuable question, and I hope you have answered well. And still, if you have any questions, you can contact us for any doubt or questions if you have any in future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Furanba Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.